This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2683, Two Huge Reasons Why Your Career Matters, by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Two Huge Reasons Why Your Career Matters, by ESI of esimoney.com. There are many aspects to growing and managing your career, and we'll discuss those during the life of this blog. Today, we'll focus on why you should take the time and effort to focus on your career. There are many reasons to do this as well, but from a financial standpoint, the key ones really boil down to two massive reasons. These are: 1, your career is your biggest financial asset, worth millions of dollars. And 2, if you take the right steps, you can make it worth millions more. Let's look at each of these in detail. Your biggest financial asset, worth millions of dollars. Your career is a multi-million dollar asset. Consider the following. If you begin a career today, starting at $40,000, and average 3% pay increases over a 45-year career, you'll make over $3.7 million during that time. So unless you have very low earnings or very little earning growth each year, your career is a multi-million dollar asset. What other asset do you have that's worth almost $4 million? The truth is that you probably don't have any financial asset that's worth more than your career. Not unless you inherited a fortune or business or have saved over decades, which was enabled by your career. For the vast majority of us, our careers are by far our largest financial assets. Take the right steps and make your career worth millions more. Now consider this. What would you do if someone gave you $3.7 million right now? My guess is that you'd spend a lot of time managing it, protecting it, and growing it, right? Well, you do have something worth that much or more. So why don't you spend some time and money managing it, protecting it, and growing it? The good news, as if having a multi-million dollar asset isn't good enough, is that if you can differentiate yourself just slightly, you can increase the value of your career asset by a significant amount. Using the same numbers from before, let's look at some different examples. You double the earnings growth and average 6% increases per year. You end up earning over $8.5 million during your career. You earn a decent amount above the 3% and average 5% increases per year. You end up earning almost $6.4 million during your career. You earn slightly above average at 4% per year. You end up earning over $4.8 million during your career. Even if you only earn 1% more than average, you end up with over $1 million more. And if you do a bit better than that, you can literally earn millions more during your lifetime. So doesn't spending some time, effort, and money on developing your career sound like a great financial investment? It does to me. Think it can't be done? I shared previously that I've averaged over 8% per year for 25 years. And the last decade or so, I haven't really been trying hard, as I've put other priorities first, like time with family. So earning not only a bit more, but significantly more is possible. Bonus reason. In addition to the reasons we've already discussed, there's another great reason to work on your career. When you grow your career, you generally are able to do more interesting and fulfilling work. This is not always the case, but it's true in general. For instance, which would you rather be, in an entry-level position or a company executive? Most would say the latter would be more desirable. Having work you enjoy is a side benefit of growing your career. Never too late. I want to address the people who think it's too late for them. You may be 20 years into a career and think that this post is not for you, that it only holds true for those at the beginning of their career. I have a couple thoughts for you. If you start taking the steps to grow your career now, no matter where you are in your career, you'll make more than you would have without doing anything. And sure, an extra 1% over 40 years is better than an extra 1% over 20 years. But an extra 1% over 20 years is better than nothing extra over 20 years. You just listened to the post titled, Two Huge Reasons Why Your Career Matters by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This post made me think of a fantastic book by Cal Newport called So Good They Can't Ignore You. I highly recommend it, especially if you're early on in your career. He encourages people not to follow their passion, not because they might be wrong about what they think their passion is, but because research shows that following your passion doesn't align with what makes people most happy in their careers. Professional happiness comes from following what you're good at and achieving a level of mastery. You also need to have autonomy over what you work on and how. Working with people you like and trust and having a meaningful impact are also key to getting satisfaction out of your career. Cal also talks about how at a certain point in your career, you can start leveraging career capital to gain more autonomy over your time and your work. This is the route I chose to explore because I realized that one of the key reasons I'm pursuing financial independence is so that I can have full autonomy over my time. So to be able to experience that before I actually reach financial independence felt like a no-brainer to me. And when you have a good level of autonomy over your work and time, consider not trading that in for more money. More money at that point is likely to have very little effect over your quality of life. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening and following or subscribing to the show. And thank you for sharing it with others. That's a big help to keep all of this going. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.